Good Samaritan bonus winner, $2,470. Next up, Mickey, Mickey, you're so fine in Florida. Mickey Cruz, SEAL team and Good Samaritan bonus winner. His check this week, $2,550. Then let's see, Mr. Nice Guy himself, Paul Epstein, out in Arizona, SEAL team and Good Samaritan bonus winner, $3,877. And the top paycheck for the week is Joseph Dukes, out in Arizona, SEAL team and Good Samaritan bonus winner. His check, $4,250. And that's what I have on the paychecks. And now I'm out of breath. Okay. Lauren, are you ready for your portion of the call?
Absolutely.
Wear myself out with all those paychecks.
Paychecks galore.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I will get my portion started here, my side of the party. I am Lauren Manos, and I will go ahead and get us started with our agents who passed their test. To start us off, I have Miss Ann Lewis in Florida here with me, hired by Justin Kersnick. We have Brittany Hitter in North Carolina, hired by Justin Kersnick as well. And Miss Angel Williams in Kentucky, hired by Jennifer Priest. Good job to all three of you for passing your test, and I want to give you a high five through the phone. Good job, guys. Next up, our agents who hired an agent this week. We have Austin Huddleston, Nicole Wilding, Nicole Seeley, Shaquan Whitaker, Junior Correa, Tad Peterson, Michael Durkin, and Eric Thompson, all hiring one new agent this week. Justin Karsnitz and Mike and Noah Leventovich with two each. Getting it going. Good job, guys. Here we go, our first-time app submitters. For this week, we have Miss Sandra Hobson, Lillian Rodriguez, Jessica Thompson, Janice Wood, Gwendolyn McCormick, Heather Huddleston, and Brittany Hitter. Oh, wow, that means she submitted her first app, and she passed her test. Dang. Good job, girl. Getting it going. And here we go, our top 10 submitted agents for this week. Starting us off, we have Edmilson Santos with two applications totaling $3,300. Ms. Rachel Burke, five applications totaling $3,698. Damon Malone with seven applications totaling $4,644. Katrina Gustin! She had five applications totaling $5,091. Miss Chris Kanan with nine applications totaling $5,257. Junior Correa, 10 applications totaling $5,693. Jara Gonzalez, four applications totaling $5,949. Dylan Ghana, 12 applications, totaling $10,074. Number two, Elena Orakova, with three applications, totaling $18,264. And our number one spot, not only with or on our team leaderboard, but the actual number one agent within NAA as a whole, Mr. Mickey Cruz, with 11 applications, totaling, make sure you I'm clearing my glasses here, $32,304. Woo! $32,304. That's a lot. Good job, Mickey. All right, y'all. I'm going to go ahead and end my portion of the party, like I said earlier today, and get you ready for the mental smorgasbord that we have prepared for you today, with our special guest, Mr. Michael Goff, and I will go ahead and pass it off to Miss Noelle Leventovich. Are you there?
I'm here. Hello, everyone. Can you hear me okay, Lauren?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, awesome. Oh, my gosh, I'm fired up. Mike is actually flying back from Toronto today. He was visiting with Forrester Financial, one of our insurance companies. I know we have some new people on this call and just getting started, not even licensed yet, just getting rocking and rolling. But know this, Andy Albright is spending a lot of time and money and, you know, getting us more insurance companies, better insurance companies, great partnerships with these companies. And so Mike was flying up there with like 33 or 40 other people up there, and they had a good tour of Forrester Financial. And Forrester's is set to they're really a strong partnership with us, and they have been since 2005. But we have, again, 16 companies and great partnerships. So I'm excited to see him and hear what he's got to say. So we may have some of that information next week. Coming back off of that. But I kind of want to just take a few minutes before we get Michael on real quick. A lot of people don't know me on this call, but when I started, I was not licensed. I was coming off of a layoff from a job I thought I was going to be at forever, right? I graduated from college, got into a job, and then I got laid off, and a friend of mine who worked with me in a different company said, hey, would you like to make some money? And I was like, yes. And that friend's name was Alex Abian. And I'm forever grateful that he just asked me that question, would you like to make some money? Because then Alex took me to a guy by the name of Andy Albright who showed me this business and how I could make money with my insurance license. But really what he showed me was a way to also impact people and help people along the way. And you can make a lot of money in this business. But I think what Andy has created is a great system for us to kind of do that right out of the gate. And it doesn't have to take a long time unless we choose to make it take a long time. So that's how I got started. So today's call is going to be a lot about, for non-licensed people, how to get through your class fast. How to, you know, do that, because that's the state requirements, not our requirement, which I think Michael Goff is probably grateful for, because that's why he's doing what he's doing, is to get us licensed. But we need to have that license in hand. So what's important for non-licensed people on this call is, yes, you're going to learn how to get through this class and to pass on the first time to when you go sit for your state test, to be able to pass the first attempt at that. But the bigger picture is when you hire some people, you know, what do you need to do to help that person get through class fast? And so you'll know how to do that. And if people that are hiring people on this call that are recruiting and hiring, because you know we need some help, America needs what we have, and we need some help getting it to them. For people that are hiring people, you're going to be able to learn on this call, I think, today, how to set expectations for getting people through class, how to help that person get through that class and not just leave them to their own devices, so to speak. But a couple things I wanted to go over real quick, and then we'll get Michael on, but is why? Why would you want to hire some people? Why? What's the benefit of doing that? Don't I need to know everything before I, you know, can hire some people? Don't I need to know first that I can do it? Well, here's the deal. When Alex Abian leaned across that cubicle when I worked with him, he was not licensed either. He didn't know anything about the insurance business or what we would be doing. All he did was he knew a guy by the name of Andy Albright, and Andy knew how to do this business. So Alex and I took our tests on the same day. We got licensed on the same day. So you don't have to know everything to hire somebody in this business. There's a team that will help you. And Alex actually took me to the person that could help us, and that was Andy Albright. And I'm forever grateful for that. That was 18 years ago that happened, okay? And it's only gotten better and easier along the way. But my point is that you don't have to be licensed to get somebody started in this business. In fact, what's the benefit? Well, the benefit is you're actually helping other people, which is nice, right? You're helping somebody else create income from their family and also helping other clients if you have somebody else working. But the other benefit for you is you actually get promoted. You get promoted right out of the gate for hiring your first person. So you don't even have to, that person doesn't even need to really write anything, but you get promoted, okay, to the next contract level, which means you're making more money faster. So what you want to do is hire people right out of the gate. You don't need to know everything. We're going to help you along the way. A lot of people want to know how, and a lot of times it's just doing the work and how comes along, because there's a system that Andy's put in place for you to learn that, okay? So, but if you just lean across the desk one day and you say, hey, would you like to make some money? You never know. Somebody might say yes, and that somebody was me 18 years ago when Alex did that. And Alex has made a lot of money off of that one question, so he didn't need to know everything. So you can get promoted right out of the gate. You get to make more money faster right out of the gate on your own personal production, but also overrides. I mean, there's so many different benefits to hiring and trusting in the system. How do you do that? Well, we have ways to find people. You probably know some people like me that was looking for something and probably wasn't posting their resume out or anything like that, but they're probably hoping that something will come along. That's what I was doing. I wasn't responding to want ads. I was actually just hoping something else would come along, and Alex happened to be that someone else to open a door for me, and I'm forever grateful. It's changed my life. So you might know somebody. So if you have warm market people that you know, ask them. You know, ask them. They might be able to help us out. And if they have questions, get them to us. We'll help you do that. We'll help you answer those questions for them. And then how else do you find people? Well, you bump into people all the time. Gas stations, supermarket, sporting events. You run into people that you meet all the time, you know, and naturally they're going to ask you what you do, and naturally you're going to ask them, and you might say, hey, you might be good at what we do. I don't know, but maybe I can get you a conversation with our hiring people. And that, it can be as simple as that, really. And then you can also get people off of placing ads, running, you know, we have a bunch of resumes that we have in-house. If you ask us, you know, hey, do you have some people I can call that have, you know, we can get you some resumes, okay, to call on. The point of it is doing that, because you need to do that to find some people to get into class, which is what we're going to be talking tonight. And you got to get through your class too fast, but you don't have to wait to hire people. So I think this is important. I want to lay it out there for you, because I don't know if a lot of people really understand this concept. And there's no limit on where you can hire them. It's anywhere across the country. Okay, so we have the ability to do that. So what I want to do real quick is I want to introduce Michael, but before I do that, if anybody on this call happens to have any questions, the lines are muted right now. Okay, but Michael will take questions here when he's done, you know, if you have any questions that you need answered. So what we're going to do is, if you could text me and say, hey, I have a question, we can either open up your line or you can text me a question and I can ask Michael. But we want to keep it clear so that we can get a clear recording of this call and have Michael be able to, you know, answer any questions at the end there. Okay, so text me some questions. My phone number is 502-550-9489. Again, it's 502-550-9489. And if you have any questions as we move along, please text me or we'll open your line up. Let me know you got one. So what I want to do now is, a friend of the Alliance is Michael Goff. I'm so, so grateful that Michael is on our call today, because he helps us in so many ways expand our business, grow our business. He helps you make money faster by getting you through this class faster. He's helped agents in so many different ways get through their courses and to learn this business and get through it fast and be able to get paid fast, which we all like. But Michael's been a friend of the Alliance for many years now in different capacities. So I saw you the other day at Instant Thunder, Michael. I know we didn't get a chance to see each other face-to-face, but I saw you up on stage talking, and then you were gone. And I don't know if you had to leave early or not, but I was there at Instant Thunder, and Mike and I were both there. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Michael, you will be at our family reunion coming up?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I get I say this, and again, everyone, my name's Michael Goff, Chief Marketing Officer with XL Testing Solutions. For those that were just having a first time to chat and hear my voice and have an opportunity to meet, it's nice to chat with everyone. But, yes, Our schedule is jam-packed with Alliance stuff. We are traveling, and our team is just jazzed up. And, you know, the cool thing, well, when we were at Instant Thunder, we were actually talking with Andy and just everybody at ABTF about just a variety of best practices. And we were just – they were so jazzed up about some of the things that we're implementing at Andy's Base Shop. And I think that the opportunity today is fantastic, because we're going to have a chance to share with you guys some of the inner workings of probably one of the largest recruiters in the insurance industry today, and that's Andy Albright and ABTF. So, yeah, we're pumped. If you're going to have a chance to be at the family reunion and you haven't bought your ticket yet, quite frankly, you better buy them before they're gone, because it's an experience that you've got to get there to see it. You're going to have a chance to associate with so many different people and soak up just a ton of wealth of information while you're there, and it's going to pay massive dividends to your business. So like Noelle said, I'm going to just dive into this. If you have questions, Noelle, make sure that they've got your – be sure to text Noelle. I'm happy to answer any questions. But what I want to do is I want to talk about a couple of different things today. First and foremost, I know that there are many people out there that are just getting into the industry. And I also – you're having to take this the state exam, study to get your license, right? So we're going to talk to you a little bit about how to get through this, but this also goes hand-in-hand for those of you that are out there building a business. You're actually out there recruiting and looking to bring people into your organization. So I want to talk about a couple of brief points today, and that'll basically go hand-in-hand with everyone. And the first one is, how do you set a new agent up for success before they go set the state exam, right? Many of you are out there new to the business. They said, hey, you got to get a license. You got to go through Excel Testing Solutions, and you sign up online. And outside of that, you really don't know how to approach it. So what I want to talk to you a little bit about is we have a best practices guide. And Noelle is going to send out an email that's going to have – I'm going to make some very broad strokes with paintbrush today, so give me a little bit of liberties. But Noelle and Lauren and Sherry are going to blast out an email with all the fine print. Everything that we're going to discuss today, you're going to have copies of. All the collaterals that I'm mentioning that the largest insurance agencies are using to recruit, you're going to have copies of those tools and those materials. And for you new agents that are just getting around to studying for your state exam, you're going to have all the information that we're going to discuss today on how to pass it on the first time. Because really, that's it. It's about before you can have fun, you can make money, you can make a difference, you have to first and foremost get an insurance license. So perfect. Some of you jumped into the deep end. You're in there. You're studying. How do you get through it? How do you approach your studies? Because getting through it fast is extremely important. There is a correlation between first-time pass rates, that is, what's the percentage of people that pass these exams on the first attempt versus those who don't. And the longer it takes you to get through a training course, the lower the first-time pass rate is. For example, I'm going to throw this simple analogy out there. I ate a late lunch today, so I'm going to pose this question. How many of you, I know everyone's on mute, how many of you can remember what you had for lunch today? I did. Just had a ham and cheese sandwich. It's fantastic. Hit the spot. What about 1 week ago today? Is there anyone out there that can remember what they had for lunch 1 week ago today? How about 2 weeks ago? What about 3 weeks from today? Does anybody remember what they had for lunch? What about 2 months ago? The answer to that question is most likely not. So with this simple analogy, how do you anticipate being able to recall state laws relating to health and life insurance on a state exam after a month? So if you're a new agent that's out there, it's important that you get through this course quickly. If you're an agency builder that's out there, that's recruiting, it's important that you impart that simple analogy to your new agents. So let's get into it. How do you get through this course quickly? First and foremost, there are three parts to the training course. Part one is our pre-license course. It satisfies every state requirement. Part two is a special prep review. Hands down, it's the most important section of our training course. It's instructionally designed to teach you how to pass the test. Part three is a special exam simulator, and I can't stress the importance of this one because this is where this is, if you're a new agent out there, if you're an agency builder, be sure to impart this on your everyone that's in here testing. This simulator, part three, has to be taken before you test. And you know why? Because it contains all the questions that we know are currently on the test. Now, I don't know about you guys. One of my coolest teachers I had way back when, and I'm not going to date myself, was a biology instructor. And she had this just really big, ginormous chalkboard on there. And magically, she would say, you know, every, like, Monday, she'd say, if you see me write something down on the chalkboard, you might see it on the test. So when Friday rolls around, magically, everything she wrote on the chalkboard, you know, was on the test. So this simulator is designed to spoon feed you the questions that we know are on the test. So there are three parts of the course. First and foremost, that's what I want to impart with you. So how do you get through part one quickly? And we do want you to get through part one quick. Let me be clear about this. Keep your little fannies off. Now, does that mean, you know, actually cheat to get through the course? No. What I want you to do is I want you to spend no more than 30 minutes in a chapter. Now, each of the chapters are comprised of, there's a video learning component, there's a reading component, there's another video component, and then you take a short quiz. In part one, the quizzes are very, very short. We've designed part one of the training course to be very simple. It's the easiest questions that we have. And more importantly, we want you to get through part one as fast as you can. Complete each chapter. If you find yourself spending more than 30 minutes in a chapter, get through it and advance to that chapter quiz as fast as you can. Take it, pass, move forward. Take this approach with each and every single chapter that you have that's out there until you get to the giant final exam that's at the end. And there's a variety of states here in North Carolina, for example. In half the U.S., you have to pass that final exam to get a certificate, which says that you've satisfied those state requirements. Now, once you pass that final exam at the end of the training course, it then gives you access to part two and part three, which is the special prep review that's going to teach you to pass the test, and part three, which is the simulator. Now, the cool thing is this. There are prep review. Hands down, it's boiled down to the essence of what you're going to see on the exam. There's only 3 to 4 pages of reading material per chapter. This is literally the nitty-gritty of what you got to know to pass the test. So all the insurance 101, all the information that's not important, it's not in there. So if you can focus on getting through part one, spending 30 minutes a chapter, you take your final, you get into part two, relax. Now it gives you an opportunity to really get in here and study the material that's important to pass these examinations. And the cool thing is this. We've taken the liberty of prioritizing your study efforts for you. So you don't need to know what chapters are the most important. You just need to take the same approach going through them. You know what? You know how you'll identify an important chapter in the prep review? The quizzes. The length of the quizzes are going to be completely different. Instead of seeing a 5 or a 10 question quiz, if it's an important chapter, you're going to see a quiz that's going to be 50 to 60 questions. And we're going to use that tool to drill and kill you on the types of questions you're going to see on the state exam. Now, I will say this, for new agents that are out there, make sure that you go through this prep review and know that the lion's share of your study effort should be invested in this prep review itself. So if you take the 30-minute rule, 30 minutes a chapter, to blow through part one as fast as you can sit back and relax. And you should be able to go through the training course, part one of the course, in 3 days if you're just doing life only. And I'm going to say that again. You should be able to go through part one of the training course in 3 days or less. The number of chapters vary by state. Most of the time it's between 8 to 10 chapters. So now let's think about this. You should be able to go through part one, literally, in just a handful of hours, roughly 8 hours or less. And we want you to focus your study efforts in part two. Now, what makes this so crazy? What makes the exam simulator so good? This is my Miss Johnson. This is us writing on the chalkboard, sharing with you the questions that we know are on the test. And these, there are three simulators that are in our exam simulator. There are three tests. They're instructionally designed. They're weighted. They're timed. They're timed so they'll recreate a test anxiety, because not everybody's a great test taker. I'll be honest and date myself. I haven't had to take a certification exam for quite some time, and I was never a good test taker. So test anxiety is, you know, a very real thing. Get a little antsy. You get a little nervous before you go sit. Your palms get sweaty, right? But the thing about this is going to kind of set you up for it. And we use this simulator to spoon feed you the questions that we know are on the test. And we want you to take this for new agents. Make sure you're taking it at least a day or two before you go sit for your state exam. That way, these are going to be the freshest questions that are on your mind. When you go sit for your state exam, you're going to recognize some of these questions immediately. And the thing that's really fantastic about this, it's going to put your mind at ease. Everybody's going to be a little anxious when they go in there. So if you're a new agent out there getting ready to study, just know going into it, that's kind of part of the deal. But if you go through the simulator, you're going to recognize questions right off the bat. And you're going to be able to come back to Noel, your upline manager, and have that conversation and say, you know what, Mike was right. These questions were not only did I see a couple of them that were in there, they were almost verbatim, just like Excel told us they were going to be. So when you're out there, that's kind of how to approach your study efforts. Kind of gives you an idea of how to get through the conversation quickly or through the training course quick. But there's one other component here. Well, we talked about sharing the opportunity with folks that are out there. And I've had a chance to work with a ton of organizations over the years. The Alliance is hands down my favorite. Love going to the events. There are so many cool people. The systems and processes, the compensation structure that's in place here is top shelf across the board. But more importantly, the best time to start building, and Noel touched on this, is from day one. Everybody has an opportunity to everybody has some colleagues, some friends, family members even, maybe, that are struggling with their job. They're not happy, they're disgruntled, or they're unemployed. Share the opportunity. Share the experiences that you're having on calls just like today. Share the conversations you're having with your upline and the managers that are around you. And if you share this opportunity and you start building and introducing people into the opportunity early, for new agents out there, there's also a thing that will help pay for your pre-license education, because there's a thing, promotion that we have in place with the Alliance. It's called 3 for Free. So if you just enroll within the training course, this is how it works. You've got 30 days to refer 3 people to get them enrolled into Excel. And if you do, we give you your money back for the training course. Pretty straightforward. So not only are you helping getting yourself in a situation where you can start earning, you know, an income and helping families, you're going to be able to do it for absolutely free. So if you need information on that, be happy to share that with you. And for agency builders that are on here that are actively recruiting, continue to share that message with your new agents as they're coming on. I think we all recognize the importance of building early and building deep and wide. So with this said, I want to talk a final little note here. It's important when we're associating and we're building a culture of, you know, successful people that are around us. This is kind of a little more falls in line with those that are actively recruiting. I want to tell you kind of how not to be a chicken farmer. And what I mean by that is this. We're in the business to hire people, to coach them up, to give them an opportunity and a vehicle to make a true difference, not only in their family's lives, but everybody that they come in contact with. I think we can all agree with that. And those people are called eagles. They're going to get out there and they're going to soar. They're going to have an opportunity to share their experiences to help families across the country. But oftentimes, when somebody's in the pre-licensing process, they have a chance they'll start kind of making excuses for not getting through the course, right? And how many of you have had somebody get in here and they get stagnant? They've been in the course for 2-3 weeks. They haven't continually, they're procrastinating, they're not taking the next step. they're not sold on the opportunity or what have you, but there's always a litany of excuses. And I think we can all know that those candidates, they're new agents, they're not eagles at this particular moment. They're more of a chicken, right? And chickens kind of, they think they can fly. They're both birds. Chicken and eagle, they're both birds. Chickens think they can fly, but all they can really do is flutter their, you know, flap their wings on the ground, peck at the ground, make a ton of noise. And they distract everyone that's around them. So what I want to do is talk a little bit about pipeline management and some of the reports that we're putting out there that will help you identify who your true rock stars are, your eagles are, and help you take somebody that may be stagnant and flapping their wings, making a racket on the ground, and pushing people through the pipeline quick. May 1st, we're going to be rolling out some new reports, and we're proud to announce we have what we call a prepare to pass indicator. All of these pipeline reports, for those of you out there building, you should be getting a daily report coming to your email address right now. If not, make sure to get with me offline. Want to make sure that you have this tool so you can manage your pipeline effectively. But this indicator, while you're in the field, it's going to come out on your daily report, and it's going to identify every new agent you've got, where they're at in their process, their study process, and the likelihood they're going to pass their state exam. And it's a very simple color-coded system set up kind of like a stoplight, red, yellow, green. So when you're in the field, you're sitting knee-to-knee at a kitchen table having a conversation with a family, and you have a new agent that's calling you and you know that they're testing on Monday, you can simply look at your report and say, hey, Noel, I know you're testing on Monday, but right now you're at a yellow. Looks like you need to go back in and review a few things. And just by glancing at a report, it gives you an immediate snapshot of how prepared that individual is. So we're excited about this. There's going to be some more details coming out very, very shortly. But, past this, I want to open this up real quick, Noel, and see if there's any questions you've got.
Okay, yes. Hey, thank you, Michael. Appreciate it. Yeah, I did have one. Someone text me a question real quick, and this concerns registering for your class. Is there a way to do it where you don't have to give your Social Security number online, or can you do it on a phone call?
You can. You can contact us. However, I will tell you that not only is our site secure, this is we go through audits basically on a monthly basis. So our system has to be extremely secure. We're audited by virtually every department of insurance across the country on an ongoing basis. So information is in today's environment is in cybersecurity is something we take very, very seriously. So if you're not comfortable with that, sure. We can register you over the phone. And also, there's only a handful of states that require your Social Security number to be input in there. So double-check that when you're going through it. But if you're not comfortable with it, absolutely. Reach out to our support line at 866-559-9235, and it can be located at xltesting.com. It's all over our page. Contact any number of our support individuals, and they can walk you through that enrollment and take that over the phone for you.
All right, perfect. Yes, the insurance industry is a very highly regulated industry, as we know. That's why we have to go through this licensing class, you know. So which we do, we all take that very seriously, of course, you know. And working with all these multi-billion-dollar insurance companies, you know, we have partnerships with them as well. But I understand the question, the way things can be sometimes these days.
Absolutely.
I did have another question. Okay, great. I did have one other, another question. This one actually is for me. What should somebody be scoring on the exam simulator to go ahead and say, okay, I'm good, I'm ready to take that test? Like, is there a certain score they should be getting?
Great. That's a fantastic question. And let me start by defining the difference between a final exam, which is located in part one of the training course. That is the first kind of substantial exam that you're going to take in Excel Online. You have to pass a giant final exam. It's weighted similar to the state exams. It's like 100, 150 questions, and it allows you to satisfy your state requirements to get a certificate of completion. In my mind, 70 is perfect there. And here's why. Because your studies really isn't done. This is that you have to score 70% to get your certificate, which allows you to advance into part two and three of the training course. So make sure that it doesn't matter to me. You get a 70, hey, that's a pass-fail grade in college, right? Take it and run. And then dive into the prep, review, and simulate. Because the exam simulator is completely different. If you go through our exam simulator, you will pass the state exam. And I'm going to tell you the difference between those two. The simulator has the questions we know that are on the test, and you have to score an 85% or better on our exam simulator before it allows you to advance to the next of the two exams. And there are three exams in most cases that you have to pass. We all know there's a big difference between somebody getting a solid B, B plus on a tough exam versus a C minus students, right? So if you go through our simulator, it's going to raise the threshold of success up. It's going to raise that passing grade up. You've got to get those 85s. And the cool thing is, you go through the simulator, we're spoon-feeding you the questions you're going to see. If you fall short, you get an 80 or a 70 or a 50 on the first attempt, go back and take it again. But if you go through that exam simulator the last couple days before you go sit, you're going to be golden. It's where the pay dirt is at. I can't stress that enough. Great question.
Okay, awesome. And then for the – and maybe you answered this and I didn't hear it clear, but for the exam simulators, how many times can you take that? Is it just once for each one, or how does that work? Can you take them over and over?
Yeah, you can totally take them over and over, and we encourage you to. The simulators are designed to gauge your retention level first, right, because we're going to give you a grade on the score and kind of tell you where your strengths and weaknesses are. But, again, you can go back and revisit those at any particular moment. And let's say you're the eagle. You blew through this course, and you got through it in a week. But you know what? Dang it. You can't go test. There's no time to test for another week and a half. No problem. Continue to access the materials in the prep review. Go back in. Continue to take those simulated exams in the exam simulator over and over and over, and it'll pay massive dividends for you on your test date.
Perfect. Okay. I have a question. This might be one I can answer. But once we get our licenses, how and when do we get our first clients? So we have a training process. So to train you up on talking to the clients, setting the appointments, meeting with the family, and it's a simple three-step process. So once you have your license, actually you can write clients right away. We suggest you write, you know, a policy on yourself so you know your product and you understand that, and we'll walk you through that. But also, you might know somebody that could benefit from this, to do a practice appointment on them so you understand the appointment process. But, again, this training will get you after you go through this license and get your license. We got a whole system to train you up on how to call the client, the different products we use and what we do and how we do it in the home and stuff like that. So we'll train you on that. Don't worry about it. And you can go as fast or as slow as you want to. Once you have that license in hand, though, you're free to help families out. I'm not sure I understand the second question, so retext that one to me, this person. Do we take the final exam online like the other tests? I don't know if you're talking about the online or the licensing class, but go ahead and if you can answer that one, Michael.
Yeah, the all of the exam, everything, the final exam and everything else is actually taken all online. We're an online provider. So everything that we do is 100% from an online capacity, and we're 100% mobile compatible. We just updated our mobile compatibility software. We did a major update in August. So we're compatible with the latest and greatest of every mobile phone, tablet, and device that's on the market. And that's the cool thing. If you're connected to the Internet and you're lucky enough to be in Jamaica and you're studying down there for your state exam, rock it out from the beach. Totally cool. If you're jammed up and you're commuting home with a carpool and home from work with a friend, you can totally hop online with your phone, take the quizzes, take your final exam, do any of the work that you need to do from your phone while you're traveling as well. So This is available 24/7 on demand, however you want to access it, all online. Great question.
Okay. Another question that came in, do you have to go through part one, part two, part three? Do you have to step through them for them to open up, or how does that work?
Nope, you just got to get through part one. And here's how it works. You have 30 days to get through part one of the training course. And trust me, if you take 30 days to get through part one of the training course, you got a 50-50 shot of passing at best. So you really need to focus on getting through the training course in 1 week. Again, it goes back to the simple analogy of what did you have for lunch 1 week ago today? Most people can't answer that question. So it's important that you get through the course quickly, but you do have 30 days to access and complete part one. And once you do, you have to complete part one, and when you successfully pass that final exam, you then gain access to part two and part three, the prep and the sim. And then you get an additional 30 days access to those study materials.
Got it. We want you to go fast. It shouldn't take that long.
Fast is good. Trust me. Trust me, it's good. If you're a new agent out there and you're feeling a little intimidated about it, stick to the 30-minute rule. Can't stress that enough. Blow through part one as fast as you can. Trust me on this. If you get through it and you get into the prep review, there's a big, big, giant difference between spending 30 minutes trying to skim 20, 30 pages of reading material versus spending 30 minutes actually studying the information that you have to know to pass the test, which is only on two or three pages.
Mm-hmm. Huge. Okay, I got another question. And if anyone has any questions that wasn't on before and hopped on, if you have any, text me. My number is 502-550-9489. But I do have one more. On setting the expectations, what amount of days should we tell the new students they should start to finish in getting done with studying and ready for the real state test, real state exam?
Day one. If you enrolled me today, Noelle, and you signed me up and you shared the opportunity with me, you get me jazzed up, which you're really good at, I get in there and I start studying. You need to have the expectation for new agents and those that are building out there to get through it in 7 days. And the cool thing is this, when you log in, and if you're a new agent, a word of advice I'd have for you, and for those that are building, share with your folks when they log into the training course, the first thing that you actually see when you get into the course itself is a study guide, and it's a calendar, and it maps out everything you need to do on a daily basis. And if you stick to that guide, which is very, very easy to do, you're going to be at the test site on day 7. Through the course, should be testing on day 7.
Fantastic. And I know every state is different. Do some of them require you to complete that before you can register, or can
there
you register?
There's a handful of states, yes, and you guys are recruiting and building everywhere. But there's every state, think of it like this. Think of it like buying a custom suit. Every designer has different things, but the measurements are basically the same, right? With that said, every state's going to be just slightly different. Within the training course itself, under the resources tab, there's a candidate handbook that can outline all of your licensing, all the licensing requirements. There's fingerprints, costs associated with any of the steps to obtain your insurance license. But more importantly, it also tells you what the state requirements are. All of our courses are compliant. So when you get in there, there's a handful of states that have make you spend a certain number of hours studying, North Carolina being one. Washington is another. Minnesota, Nebraska, just to name a few. And outside of that, they force you to spend California. They force you to spend a certain number of hours in the course before you can get your certificate of completion. That some states allow you to test before you meet those requirements. Others don't. And the thing that's neat, it's in our course. If you have questions, we have a compliance department and support team that can answer any of your questions regarding licensing and put your mind at ease immediately.
Yeah, you guys are really good about answering questions whenever we call or we have a need something, even on any of the state requirements. So that's a great resource. I think it's, I don't know, maybe you get a lot of calls, but I think it's a pretty underused one. I think people try to plug through the test and don't try to reach out and call somebody or the class, excuse me. I did have a quick question. I forgot it as I was talking. I was like, oh, now I forgot. okay, I'll see. Let me see if I got any more real quick. No, I don't think so. I think that's all we had. Oh, I know what the question was, Michael. There has been times when we've had somebody that has not passed on their first attempt. Okay, that does happen on occasion. But I know you guys have a way to help that person kind of narrow their study focus. Do you know what I mean? Right?
I totally do, and wow, my apologies. That's a big one. You know what? No one's perfect, including us. Some of these insurance exams, I'm not going to lie, they're tough. When I say tough, Maryland, Indiana, hands down, for those of you who are passing in or taking an exam in Indiana, don't get freaked out, but I'm going to share this with you. Indiana has one of the toughest insurance exams in the country. We're not only do we know that exam like the back of our hand, we've been the number one provider in that state for running on 3 years with the highest published pass rates. And we're even beating schools that are local, like people sit in their class like a week and try and teach them. So we're light years in front of competitors. But what I'm going with this is the state average or the mean pass rate is about 56% in Indiana. Our pass rate, this was March's figures, and I know we're almost in May now, but I think it was 78% on life and 76% for life and health. So that's basically almost 4 out of 5 people passing on a first attempt. But what happens if you're – that's great for the 4 that pass. But what happens if you're the one, you're the guy that freaks out or the individual that freaks out in the test center, just like me, and you fall a little bit short and you thought you hit the nail on the head and you get your results, they slide it across the table and you got a 66 and you missed it by 2. What can we do to get you over the hurdle? instructor@xltesting.com. If you fail an insurance exam, or if you have a member of your team or a new agent that's failed an insurance exam, we have a best practice that's set up that will ensure that you get additional resources, additional support, basically the process is this. Send an email to instructor@xceltesting.com. And say, hey, guys, I've taken my state exam and I failed. Here's my contact information. Here's a copy of my state exam results. So when you magically send that email off, what happens? This goes into a mentorship queue. And we have a team of individuals. We have a mentorship department. And they are responding to individuals that have failed on first attempts or struggled or are struggling with certain concepts and have questions. And what we do is we put together a custom roadmap for everybody. It's completely individualized. They take a look at your strengths and weaknesses online, identify and compare and contrast that with how you did at the test site, and they put together a detailed roadmap, leaving nothing to your imagination, telling you exactly what steps to take, what sections to revisit. They then assign you some very, very simple homework assignments. 2 or 3 of them. Most of these homework assignments take 10, 15 minutes each to complete. And once you complete the homework assignments, you earn the right to have a one-on-one personal training call with one of our instructors. These are the people that build our courses. They know the content like the back of their hands. They all come from an educational background. Many of them are coming from an insurance educational background. Many of them have worked for some of the test providers, PearsonView and PSI. So not only do they understand how to get people over the hurdle and into the field, they know how the exams are built as well and can give you some tips and tricks on what not to fall for and what to look for. So that email address is instructor at xltesting.com, and I'll put make sure to put that in there. That's a fantastic question. I'm glad we did, we had a chance to touch on that one.
Yeah, absolutely. I know you guys have helped a lot of people that way. So I think that's all the questions I have right now, at least that I've been texted and so forth. Any final thoughts? Or I have a couple. I do want to talk about family reunion real quick again, but any other thoughts or things, Michael, we're missing?
Yeah, final thought for me, just remember that there are three parts of the training course. Cheat to get through part one as fast as you can. What do we mean by cheat? Again, not cheating, but actually cheating to get through it fast. Being smart, working smart through the course. Stick to the 30-minute rule. 30 minutes a chapter in part one. The 30-minute timer goes off. Cheat your way as fast as you can to get to the exam. Take it. Once you pass, don't look back. Continue to move forward because you want to get through part one as fast as you can to spend all your time in the prep review and simulator. And trust me, it's easy to get distracted. You're going to have individuals around you looking for excuses that are chickens. You guys aren't chickens. You're eagles. You're part of the alliance now. You're part of Andy Albright's crew. It's time to soar.
Absolutely. Let's do this. Let's soar at family reunion and through family reunion because, hey, guys, I don't know if you know about this 212 contest that Andy's running right now, but he's giving away over it's probably going to be like $250,000 on stage at family reunion this summer in July. July 19th through the 20th, Andy's going to have $250,000 on stage that you can actually see and be a part of it. We need to get you through your licensing class and helping families out, but there are ways that you, even if you don't have your license today, you can earn some of this money that Andy's giving away. And, oh, by the way, our team, we're giving away money, too, in addition to what Andy's doing. So there's a way for you to get, just for doing the work that you're going to be doing anyway, you get paid, and these contests are on top of what you're going to be earning. So get your ticket for family reunion July 19th through the 20th. It's at AllianceFamilyReunion.com, AllianceFamilyReunion.com. You can go on there and register. But you need to be at family reunion. And if you win some of this money or earn some of this money, you need to be there to get it. So, you know, so you got to have your ticket to do that. And if you want to go, we'll help you get there too. But it's going to sell out. By the way, there's only 1,700 people because of fire marshal laws there. But 1,700 people can be there, and it's going to sell out. I already know that there's a bunch of those tickets that are already gone. Probably about 1,500 of them are already gone. So make sure you get your ticket. Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I know that we got a lot of benefit from this call and having you on, so I really appreciate you taking the time to
absolutely. Thank you,
today.
Everyone. Enjoy your afternoons. Well, Lauren and Sherry and Noelle will have a wrap-up email out post-call. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. Y'all have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks.